several glasses of water.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And if you've done that a lot, you might say, well, I've plenty of water.
I've drank.
Okay.
Plenty of water.
What about if you have some company over for a meal and they're all just standing around the table and you don't want them to? You might say, well, now y'all just go ahead and...
be seated.
Okay. Or go ahead and down.
Sit down.
All right. And so they went ahead and...
sit down.
Okay. And if they do it every time you tell them to, you say they've...
obedient.
Mm-hmm. Or they've down every time I told them to.
They sit down every time I told them.
Okay. What about if somebody, well, if you didn't want them to wait until something was passed to them, you'd say, well, go ahead and...
get it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or yourself.
Get it yourself.
Okay, get it yourself. Or you might say, you just go ahead and...
eat.
You could use one word
help
there.
Help yourself.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. And so they went ahead and...
help themselves.
Okay. And if they do it every time you tell them to do that, you say they've themselves every time.
They'll help themselves each time.
Or they have.
They have helped themselves.
Okay. What would you say if somebody passed you something that you just didn't like, you weren't going to eat, what would you say?
Sorry, I wouldn't care for that.
Okay. Talking about food, say if it's been cooked and served a second time, you'd call that?
Leftover.
Okay. And you say that food has been, when you're having leftovers, you say it's been?
Cooked.
Okay, it's been put in the oven and?
Rewarmed.
Sure, okay. And you say that you put food in your mouth and you begin to?
Swallow.
Okay, you swallow, or before you swallow?
Chew.
Sure, okay. Did you ever have anything, maybe some cornmeal, take it and boil it with salt and water and eat it like that?
No.
Okay. Did you ever think of mush or kush or?
No, I never did like it. Never did fix it. But I've seen it.
Is that what they call it?
Some people call it kush and some call it mush.
What was it made out of?
Meal and water and seasoning with salt and pepper.
Yes, ma'am. I see. You say you didn't care for it much?
No, I didn't care for it. You know, back in the olden times, they used to give people that for a soup, like fix it for them. They'd be sick.
I see.
They'd fix them mush or kush, they call it.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd take a little chicken seasoning and broth, I mean, off of a chicken. And put black pepper and salt in and stir some meal up in it. They'd call that gruel.
And that was for sick folks?
For sick people.
I see. Okay. What would you call things like, you know, carrots and peas and beets and all that? That's all different kinds of...
vegetables.
All right. And what you have growing outside, you call that your...
garden.
Yes, ma'am. We were talking about those big wash pots the other day. Did y'all ever boil this stuff in it, these big old kernels of corn, you know, make yourself some lye?
Hominy.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about that?
Oh, you would get you a, or when you had a fireplace, you'd have hickory ashes, and that way you burn hickory wood. People would especially burn hickory wood, and they would take them ashes and put them in a flour sack, and then put them in the pot with that corn and let it boil.
Yes, ma'am.
And that lye would come out of those ashes and would husk that corn.
Yes, ma'am.